spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, trying. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sandy Creek High School in beautiful Fairfield, Nebraska. High school basketball for you here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, and at KLIQFM.com. The Sandy Creek Cougars and the Sutton Mustangs and Phillies going at it here this evening in this battle, as we like to say, for Clay County, this big matchup between these two rivals over the years, and it continues here tonight. Sandy Creek and Sutton, girls and boys high school basketball here tonight. The girls' game is up first. Sandy Creek Lady Cougars and the Sutton Phillies in the first game. Sandy Creek boys and the Sutton Mustangs in game number two. Welcome to high school basketball on the Breeze tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Sandy Creek and Sutton in the girls' game up first. Here are the Sutton Phillies coming in. 4 wins, 11 losses on the season. This basketball team at the state tournament last year lost in the first round of the state tournament last year and have only one player off the starting five of that unit back this year. This is a young Sutton Philly team. 9 freshmen on the roster. Only one senior on the roster. That's Kelly Green, and she is out with an ACL injury. So it's a very young Sutton ball club. Not a very tall Sutton ball club. The ball club that struggled scoring at times this season. They have won 4 games. They've lost 12. In fact, they've lost their last 5, including 2 nights ago at home against Sterling by the score of 45-31, and last Saturday at Heartland by the score of 44-28. The Phillies come in averaging 40 points a game, giving up 43.5, but they've been under that 40-point mark in the last 5 games. Their last win was over Silver Lake on January 9th when they scored 69 points. So again, it's a young Sutton Philly team. Maria Van Kirk, the veteran back from last year's state qualifying team, who played quite a bit. Mariah Calkins also back there. Stephanie Osterhaus, who was injured part of the season last year, back. They have some familiar names, but they lost a lot of people, and it has been kind of a working process this year. Very young with the 9 freshmen on the roster and new coach Matt Eichinger for the Sutton Phillies of this season. The Sandy Creek Lady Cougars are rolling along. Another great season so far for Russ Neinmeyer's team. 11 wins, 1 loss on the season. Their only loss to Hastings St. Cecilia on December 22nd. They have not dropped one in the 2012 portion of the season. The last outing was last Saturday night, right here on this floor against Thayer Central, and the Cougars won by the score of 58-40. And they, in fact, have won 6 in a row since that St. Cecilia loss. Started with winning their first 5, lost to the Hawkettes, won their last 6, the Lady Cougars, at 11-1 on the year. And that win last Saturday night, Michaela Shaw had 26 points. Ashley Harms finished with 18 for the Cougars in that 58-40 victory. The Cougars with some veterans, and you might have recognized a couple of names right there from last Saturday's leading scoring performance. Michaela Shaw, the 5'11 junior, and Ashley Harms, along with Montana Henricks, the starters last year. This is the Sandy Creek team going to the C1 state tournament last year and finishing 3rd at the state tournament last year. Of course, a lot of state championships in the history of Sandy Creek, a couple in Sutton's history, and these programs always a battle, a big rivalry, and a great crowd. They're going to be on hand here tonight, and it's going to be a very good evening, we hope, of high school basketball. Sutton and Sandy Creek going at it here this evening. Let's take a timeout, and when we return, we'll kind of give you the starting lineup, set the scene a little bit more for you here on the New Tech Seed Pregame Show. We'll be back right after this.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. Blaine Gillis with you. High school basketball here this evening. Sutton and Sandy Creek. Girls, boys, doubleheader here on the Breeze tonight. The girls' game tipping off in just a couple of minutes. The boys' game to follow. The boys' game should be a good one, too. The Sutton boys come in at 14-2. Sandy Creek at 9-4 on the basketball season for the guys. Where Sandy Creek is a Class C1 team. Sutton in the Class C2. These teams will face each other tonight. They could face each other on boys and girls side next week. The Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament is next week. These two teams could meet again next week, but they, of course, in different classes. No postseason play against each other now in sub-district or district or a state tournament. So it's been years in the past. These two teams have played four, maybe even five times during a season, but no more than two now this year in the regular season matchup here tonight. At Sandy Creek. Girls game up first. The Sandy Creek Cougars are on this basketball season averaging 54.5 points a game, 38.7 they're giving up against Sutton, averaging 40 points a game, giving up 43 per contest. For the Sutton Phillies, now they are expected to start tonight to the 5'8 junior Maria Van Kirk. Maria averaging 15 points a game, one of the main cogs in that state tournament team of last year. The veteran 5'8 junior Maria Van Kirk averages 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists per contest. Mariah Calkins, a 5'8 junior, averages 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Stephanie Osterhaus is the pivot player, 5'9" junior, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist per game for Stephanie. Delaney Lemkow is a 5'5" freshman, one of the freshmen that starts, with 5 points per game, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. The other starter is expected to be Savannah Sherman, a 5'9" freshman. She's been starting most of the time this year. She's been bothered by illness this week, so we'll see if Savannah does get the starting nod. She's a 5'9" freshman, 5 points, 6 rebounds per game. If not Savannah, it's expected to be Alexa Johnson, a 5'9" freshman, 2 points and 2 rebounds per game for the freshman Alexa Johnson. Again, 9 freshmen on this roster for the Sutton Phillies, only one senior, and again, Kelly Green, the lone senior, is out with an ACL injury, so it's a very young basketball team for Sutton, including the 9 freshmen. Russ Neinmeyer, who got his 500th career victory earlier this season, expected to start Ashley Harms, the 5'11 senior, 16 points a game, 7.8 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 2.5 steals per game. Dylan Woodbury is a 5'7" senior, 2.4 points, 2.1 rebounds per game. Connor Lowry is a 5'5" sophomore, 5.5 points, 1.1 rebounds. Montana Henrick, a 5'10 senior, 5.6 points per game, 1 rebound for Montana. And the big wheel, Michaela Shaw, 5'11" junior, 17.7 points, 9.9 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 4.2 steals, 1.2 blocks per game for Michaela Shaw. She also shoots 60% from the floor. So it's Harms, Shaw, Woodbury, Lowry, and Hendricks for Sandy Creek. Van Kirk, Lemkow, Osterhaus, Calkins, and Savannah Sherman or Alexa Johnson. Alexa Johnson has the top off the uniform of the warm-ups, and she will be starting tonight for Sutton. Well, we're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first quarter play-by-play. This has been the NewTek Seed pregame show brought to you by NewTek Seed, your yield leader. Back with the opening tip-off in 1 minute.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center, Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the singing of our national anthem here before the Sutton Phillies and the Sandy Krieg Lady Cougars in girls high school basketball, a first of two tonight here on the Breeze. Other basketball action tonight, the semifinals of the girls Centennial Conference Tournament going on at Lincoln Christian tonight. That game on 1230 KHAS radio at halftime. Columbus SCOTUS 13, St. Cecilia 10. The winner moves into the championship game Saturday afternoon. So out come the Phillies in their traveling black uniforms with the red, with the white numerals, the red and white trim. Sandy Krieg, the home team, in their white uniforms with the red numerals and the red trim. And here we go, Michaela Shaw jumping center against Maria Van Kirk for Sutton. Sandy Krieg will shoot at the basket on the near end. We're one end of the floor here at Sandy Krieg, and they'll be shooting at this end. Sutton at the far end to start this first half. Shaw controls it. And Sutton's going to start out in a 2-3 zone here against the Cougars. Montana Hendricks to Connor Lowry. Cross-court pass now to Ashley Harms against this zone defense of the Phillies. There's a three ball in the air by Lowry. It's going to be off the backboard. No good. The rebound out of there by Sutton's and Stephanie Osterhout. One-court pass driving with the ball. Delaney Lemkow shot up by Lemkow's. No good. But she is fouled on the play, and Sutton will go to the free throw line to shoot two here right off the bat. Foul called on Sandy Krieg and the whistle. A two-shot situation here for Delaney Lemkow. Just underway, free throw up, but Delaney's in and out of there, no good. The foul was on Connor Lowry, Sandy Krieg. Lemkow missed the first of two, and the 5'5" freshman will shoot the second. This one's up, and this one's off there, no good. The rebound to Michaela Shaw, Sandy Krieg. Shaw to Hendricks, front court now, and the traveling call on Dylan Woodbury. So the turnover, the first of the game on the Cougars. They'll give it back to the Phillies. The Mustangs will be the boys' moniker for Sutton, the Sutton Phillies, and Sandy Krieg here scoreless, just underway in our first of two tonight here on the Breeze. Front court, Van Kirk, pass underneath and a travel on the Phillies, turn it over to Sandy Krieg. Still scoreless, 29 seconds in. And Sandy Krieg basketball, Montana Hendricks into the front court, bounce pass in the lane to Shaw, turnaround, 13-footer's good. Michaela Shaw with her first shot and the first basket of the game. Sandy Krieg with a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. The Cougars like to run. They like to go. They like to force turnovers. They like to get an early lead and force the other team into turnovers. Jump out on ball clubs and put them in an early hole. And Shaw knocks it out of bounds there and bounded in the backcourt. To Lemkow. Lemkow into the scoring zone for the Phillies. At the basketball to Maria Van Kirk. Left wing to Mariah Calkins to the baseline. Tipped out of bounds by the Cougars there. And Mariah will throw it in for the Phillies underneath their own basket. 2-0, Sandy Krieg with the lead. Inbounded to Maria Van Kirk. That's this man-to-man Sandy Krieg defense. There's a pass inside off the leg of Osterhaus, and the turnover there. Harms comes out of there with a turnover on Sutton in the front court. Shaw on the baseline. Back out three-pointer in the air by Hendricks is going to be no good. Tipped around and grabbed in the backcourt. The rebound there to Mariah Calkins of Sutton. Front court pass to Maria Van Kirk. Junior into the scoring zone with 6:45 to go, first quarter, 2-0, Sandy Krieg over Sutton. Lemkow now with it, Delaney, the freshman, to Van Kirk. To the right wing inside to Osterhaus. Turns, double team there, back out to Van Kirk. Maria's three in the air, off the iron, no good. The long rebound comes to Montana Hendricks for Sandy Krieg. Long front court pass to Ashley Harms, back to Hendricks. Right side to Connor Lowry, top of the key now to Hendricks. They loop it inside to Shaw. To Harms, to Hendricks, an 18-footer in and out, no good. The rebound of the free throw line, grabbed there by Ashley Harms in the lane. Shot up, no good, but Harms fouled in the play. And Ashley Harms will go to the line to shoot two. on Sandy Creek. Foul called on Stephanie Osterhaus of Sutton. Her first to the free throw line for two will be Ashley Harms, averaging 16.6 per game. 5'11 senior Henricks, Harms, and Shaw, the three seniors here leading the way for Sandy Creek, members of that state tournament team that finished third last year. First free throw by Ashley was no good, and she'll shoot the second. 2-0, Cougars. Second free throw up and rolls down. 1-2 for Harms, 3-0. Sandy Creek in the lead. Backcourt pressure, man-to-man backcourt pressure. Down to Lemkow. Delaney across the timeline for the Phillies to the free throw line. Reverses and passes back out to Hawkins, to Van Kirk. Maria with it. Look inside for Osterhaus, but no pass. Top of the key to Hawkins. Takes the three from there. Going to be off the backboard. No good. The rebound comes out to Harms. Sided height advantage for the Cougars. Harms is 5'11". Shaw's 5'11". No one more than 5'9 for Sutton. Henricks with it to Harms. Inside to Shaw. Back out. And the shot put up there is going to be short. No good on the play by Tori Wheeler, who's checked in for Sandy Creek. Wheeler is the 5'6" senior. She'll see a lot of action. Missed the shot there. Phillies with the rebound and Span Kirk in the front court. The right side now to Lemkow. Inside to Osterhaus. Backs in. Double team there. Has no shot. She's on the baseline. Pass underneath to Hawkins. Shot up and good. Mariah Hawkins with the field goal, and it's 3-2 in favor of Sandy Creek. Front court, Montana Henricks. Right side to Ashley Harms. 5:10 to go, first half to Woodbury. To Henricks, to Wheeler. Now Harms is three ball in the air, going to be no good. Offensive rebound and score, Michaela Shaw. Offensive board and bucket for Shaw. She has four, and the Cougars lead it 5-2. Van Kirk across the timeline for the Phillies. Guarded out there by Michaela Shaw. And an offensive foul on Maria Van Kirk. We'll push off on the dribble there by Van Kirk. The offensive foul results in that third Philly turnover. Into the basketball game, Alexa Johnson, a 5'9 freshman for Sutton and for Sandy Creek. Checking into the game is Taylor Henricks, a 5'9" freshman. Front court, Ashley Harms after the offensive foul to Henricks. Baseline now to Taylor Henricks. Taylor and Montana are sisters, a senior and a freshman, and there's a travel inside as Ashley Harms headed for the hoop. And the Cougars turn it over for the second time. 5-2 Sandy Creek with 4:37 to go in period number one. Boys game to follow here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Backcourt, Maria Van Kirk for Sutton. She has to do so many things for the Phillies. Has to bring the ball up inside to Osterhaus. That's past baseline shot now by Hawkins is good. Mariah Hawkins with her second consecutive field goal. And it's 5-4 Sandy Creek, and Russ Neimar once and gets the timeout with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Sandy Creek 5, Sutton 4. We are back in 30 seconds.
Engels Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Engels Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Farmland Premium Boneless Center Cut Pork Chops, 10 for $10, Our Family Cheese, Chunks or Shredded, $1.99, and Our Family Variety Beans, 3 for $2. Engels Market, open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Sandy Creek High School on the hill in beautiful Fairfield, 5-4 Sandy Creek in the girls' game here tonight. Boys' game to follow, Sandy Creek basketball. We have the early lead. Henricks inside to Ashley Harms will drive the baseline and score. Got a five-footer there by Ashley Harms. She has three, and it's now 7-4 in favor of the Cougars in the front court. Is Delaney Lemkow for Sutton. Lemkow back out to Hawkins. Long cross-court pass to Maria Van Kirk for three from there. Off the iron, no good. The rebound by Michaela Shaw. Sandy Creek keeps the dribble into the scoring zone. And an offensive foul on Michaela Shaw. She pushed off. She was dribbling with the left hand, pushed off with the right arm. And the offensive foul on Shaw and the third turnover on Sandy Creek. So still 7-4. Cougars with 3:47 to go in the first quarter of play. Mariah Hawkins inbound in the backcourt does to Delaney Lemkow, the freshman. To the timeline, gets a screen, gets it into the scoring zone, but she stepped on the sideline. Close to the Sandy Creek bench, so Lemkow getting it into the front court, stepped on the sideline. Turnover on Sutton, their fourth Sandy Creek ball. Harms inbounds to Henricks, back to Harms, back to Montana Hendricks. From Kayla Shaw. Inside now it goes to Hendricks. Ball in the air. Shot no good there by Hendricks. And the rebound there by Calkins of Sutton. Uriah Calkins dribbles it across the timeline. Passes the basketball now to Lim County. Tipped away. Stolen by Harms. Ashley will drive. Put up the shot. It's going to be no good. Tipped around in the lane. They fight for it. And it goes out of bounds off of the Philly. And the basketball will go to Sandy Creek to inbound. And if you're going to play it in underneath their own basket, it's Connor Lowry is checked back in. Torrey Wheeler out for Sandy Creek. Clock continues to run here during the stoppage of play. Clock was not stopped, and it continues to run. Maybe a problem with the clock. They can't manually stop it the way it looks, and the officials left to decide exactly how much time left on the clock. It's a continuous clock right now, folks, and it's not a manual thing there. They can just stop it. Continues to run. There's about 2:40 to go in this first quarter. It's 7-4, Sandy Creek. So a malfunctioning clock here. We'll have to find the solution to that here to keep the clock from running without stopping. And Coach Russ Neinmeyer is going to head back to the locker room and see if he figure out what the problem here is. And he's activities director and charge all of this, plus coaching the girls. So, tell you what, let's take a timeout when they try to get this clock figured out. We'll take a timeout with the score. Sandy Creek 7 and Sutton 4, and there's a certain amount of time left in the first quarter. We're not exactly sure, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, when in doubt, replace what you're using with an older model. Or maybe it's a newer model. But Coach Neinmeyer of Sandy Creek has brought out a new time clock, and they're unplugging the one that started this game. And we have a substitution with the time clocks here. Hopefully the replacement one works. The other one was working fine. It just couldn't be stopped. So we'll get it all situated. And the score is 7-4. Sandy Creek, we're in the first quarter of this game. And apparently this clock is going to work. It has run down a little bit and it has been stopped. And they're going to have to set it to 2:52, what the officials say the clock should be set at. It has been set there. Now it'll have to be monitored, but it stops when it's supposed to stop and runs when it's supposed to run. But 2:52 back up on the board, and Sandy Creek leading 7-4. Kayla Shaw has 2 field goals for 4. Ashley Harms has the other 3 points for the Cougars. Harms 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mariah Calkins with both field goals for Sutton, and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And it's Sandy Creek basketball, 2:52 to go underneath their own basket. So 2:52 to go, Sandy Creek 7 and Sutton 4 in our girls' game here tonight on the Brew. Going the basketball in will be the Cougars. It's going to be Ashley Harm. She does in the corner to Connor Lowry. Takes the 3 from there. It's up and it's in the hole. Connor Lowry for 3 on the inbounds play. And it's 10-4 Cougars. Backcourt, Lemkow. Delaney with it for Sutton across the timeline to the free throw line on the dribble. Now it's passed underneath Osterhaus. Her shot up and good. It will count, and she's fouled in the play. Stephanie Osterhaus with her first field goal. And the foul on the Cougars. It's 10-6, and Osterhaus will try to make it a 3-point play. As Torrey Wheeler checks back in for Sandy Creek. First rest for Montana Hendricks. 2:37 to go in the first quarter. 10-6 now in favor of Sandy Creek. Osterhaus trying to complete the 3-point play, and she does. So it's 10-7. Lily Cuffin, 6-3. That trip down the floor. Basketball front court. Sandy Creek's Torrey Wheeler. The ball on the right wing. the baseline to Taylor Henrich, to Connor Lowry, back in the corner to Taylor Henrich. Zone defense here by Sutton in this game. Connor Lowry, another three from the wing. In and out of there, no good. Rebound by Delaney Lemkow of Sutton. Lemkow into the scoring zone, far end of the floor. To Maria Van Kirk, her long three-pointer is no good, and the good screen out and the rebound there by Taylor Henrich, the freshman for Sandy Creek. Into the front court is Connor Lowry. She will drive, put up the shot on the run, no good. Tipton trying to save it, Michaela Shaw, she can't. She had the basketball, but the foot was on the end line and out of bounds to Sutton. And Dylan Woodbury checks in for Sandy Creek, and first free throw of the night from Michaela Shaw, with 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Sandy Creek 10, Sutton 7. Sandy Creek would love the helter-skelter style. That is their style, usually up and down the floor. Pressure defense, they have full-court pressure all over this backcourt and into the front court. Ryan Hawkins wants to play it in, does to Delaney Lemkow for Sutton. Lemkow, pass ball going to be picked off there by Ashley Harms. Turnover on Sutton, their sixth, and the ball knocked out of bounds as Harms got into the front court. Phillies knock it away, and Harms will throw it in for Sandy Creek. That was in the backcourt to Torrey Wheeler, and Wheeler into the front court to Connor Lowry. Top of the key to Wheeler as they work against this 2-3 Sutton zone here. Into the corner is Dylan Woodbury. Sandy Creek plays it around the perimeter. Now, the post player, Michaela Shaw, is out of the game right now. So the Cougars give it to Harms. She'll take a 12-footer, and it's good. Ashley Harms has five, and it's 12-7 Cougars. Maria Van Kirk for the Phillies. And the defense now, Connor Lowry. Van Kirk into the front court. To Lemkow. A side to Alexa Johnson. To Lemkow. Delaney with it. His upper dribble, a pass to another freshman, Alexa Johnson, back to Delaney Lemkow. To Van Kirk. Maria heads for the hoop, puts up a runner from seven, going to be short off the iron, no good. Grab there by Osterhaus. To Lemkow for three, it's off there, no good. They battle for it on the baseline and a whistle. Foul going to be called, and looks like on Sutton, trying to get that rebound. It's on Stephanie Osterhaus. That's two for Osterhaus, and she's going to have to sit the rest of this quarter. She has 3 points down, two fouls, with 1:03 to go in the quarter. Checking in is Savannah Sherman, the 5'9 freshman. Sherman has been ill this week, usually starts, did not start tonight. Now she's in for the first time, replacing Osterhaus with a foul, two-foul situation. Sandy Creek basketball leading by five under a minute to go in the first quarter. The basketball's Connor Lowry on the wing, Michaela Shaw back in. Now to Torrey Wheeler, top of the key. Ashley Harms for three from the top of the key. It's nothing but net. That's eight in this quarter for Harms. 15-7. That's the difference in the game. Harms is 8 points, 15-7 Cougars. And bumped in the front court is Calkins. A foul going to be calling Connor Lowry of Sandy Creek. That's her second. Cougars have never been afraid to commit fouls because they usually go eight or nine deep and they run people in and out of there all the time. Montana Henrich's in, and with two fouls, Connor Lowry's going to have to sit down. Sutton inbounds, non-shooting situation there, and the Phillies have the basketball. And Lakin Mouse checked in the game for the Phillies. Now to Delaney Lemkow. To Calkins, tipped away from her. Steal there by Michaela Shaw. So Shaw with the steal. Front court pass down to Dylan Woodbury. Woodbury into the scoring zone. To Montana Henrichs, inside to Shaw. Michaela double team there. Still works free for about an 8-footer. Rolls off there. No good. Calkins with the rebound for Sutton. Loops a pass to Lemkow, and Delaney gets it into the offensive zone. Shots it up for three. And the buzzer is going to be no good by Lakin Mouse. That's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. After one, it's Sandy Creek 15, Sutton 7, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. One of the members of our network of stations of Platte River Radio and at KLIQFM.com. One quarter in the books here in this girls' game. It's Sandy Creek 15 and Sutton 7. Sandy Creek has been ahead all the way. Bucking fell behind 3-0. It was 3-2, and the Cougars have a 15-7 lead. 8 for Ashley Harms in that first quarter for Sandy Creek. 4 for Mariah Coffins to lead the way for Sutton. Alexa Johnson comes out, Savannah Sherman, Maria Van Kirk, Mariah Calkins, and Delaney Lemkow for Sutton. Ashley Harms, Dylan Woodbury, Michaela Shaw, Tori Wheeler, and Montana Hendricks for Sandy Creek. Sutton basketball, the baseline is Kirk goes all the way underneath the basket, still with the basketball in the lane. Triple team there, back out, shot blocked there. It's blocked there by Montana Hendricks, and the Cougars come away with it. In the front court, it's Ashley Harms at the 8th turnover. On Sutton, good defensive play there. Shot put up by Harms. Stover gets her own rebound. Shot no good. Harms another rebound, but a rebounding foul this time on Ashley Harms. Harms again, 5'11". Michaela Shaw, 5'11". The Phillies go no taller than 5'9", and the people that see a lot of action. And one of those 5'9 players, Stephanie Osterhaus, has 2 fouls. She's on the bench. But a rebounding foul there on Harms. She goes over the back of the Philly, and the basketball goes to Philly. Backcourt pressure by the Cougars, and now they'll back off a little bit. Hendricks will pick up Maria Van Kirk at the timeline for Sandy Creek. Van Kirk into the scoring zone. 15-7 Cougars just underway in period number 2. Andy Lemkow for Sutton. Good man-to-man defense by the Cougars. There's a shot. No good. Harms with the rebound for Sandy Creek. Double team in the backcourt. Tipped away from her, but she gets the basketball to Montana Hendricks. Hendricks front court to Wheeler and a whistle behind the play. Russ Neimar gets the timeout called. Timeout on the floor with 7:11 to go, second quarter. Sandy Creek 15, Sutton 7. We are back in 30 seconds.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. A full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze 94.5.
And a special thanks to all the Sandy Creek and Sutton sponsors in this basketball game here this evening. And Sandy Creek with the basketball. They have it in the front court. Montana Hendricks now for the Cougars. Again, the Phillies have been in this zone, a 2-3 zone all evening long. And the Cougars try to work their offense around this zone. Hendricks with it deep on the right wing. Will dribble it now between the rings and take over at the point position. To the right side to Tori Wheeler. Out of Michaela Shaw inside to Ashley Harms. Bounce pass back out. Shot put up there by Wheeler. It's going to be in and out. No good. Bounce on Michaela Shaw. Gets the offensive rebound. Shot up. In and out and back down. Michaela Shaw scores. She has 6. And it's 17-7 Sandy Creek. Van Kirk for the Phillies. Left kind of dribble across the timeline. Maria with it. She has not scored in this game. She averages 15 a contest. Inside to Austin. Through Alexa Johnson, and Johnson tied up on the play. In the alternate possession, jump ball call. It'll be Sandy Creek ball. That'll be a turnover on Sutton. Tori Wheeler goes out. Dylan Woodbury in for Sandy Creek. Woodbury's on the floor. Connor Lowry checked in. Woodbury on the floor with Lowry, Shaw, Hendricks, and Harms. Inside pass, there it is. Woodbury's tipped away, and the steal Calkins tip turnover on the Cougars. Mariah Calkins sent court now to Maria Van Kirk. Right side pass to Lemkow. Lemkow, one dribble and done. Back out to Van Kirk to the free throw line. Right side, Delaney Lemkow for 3 in the air. Off the iron, no good. Off the hand of a Philly and out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be basketball to Sandy Creek. No points this quarter for the Phillies. Sandy Creek with a couple in the 15-7. Checking in is Taylor Hendricks for Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks into the scoring zone. Inside to Michaela Shaw. He's in the lane. Will go up and under. Shot will roll off there. No good. They found part of the baseline. Tipped out of bounds by Alexa Johnson of Sutton. It'll be Sandy Creek basketball. A nifty move inside between two players by Michaela Shaw, but the shot would not fall. And Ashley Harms is going to throw it in. Does long. Top of the key to Montana Hendricks. Fake three. Inside to Shaw. Underneath to Harms. Shot put up off the glass and good. Shaw to Harms. Harms has 10. 19-7 Cougars. Two potent scores in Harms and Michaela Shaw for the Cougars. They will be a force to be reckoned with in Class B1, and there's a palming violation on Maria Van Kirk, so the Phillies will turn it over for the 10th time. The Phillies handling the pressure pretty well. Lemkow and Van Kirk getting the ball up the floor. The Phillies have not shot the ball well can I get anything inside? The interior defense has been good for Sandy Creek. And the Cougars have the ball leading 19-7. What corner is Taylor Henrich? Henrich's pass inside to Michaela Shaw. She turns from baseline from 7 and scores. Michaela Shaw has 8. Arms has 10. It's now 21-7 as the Cougars pull away here in period number 2. 5:05 to go. Phillies knew this was going to be a big mountain to climb here tonight. Ball stolen away there. Taylor Henrich steals it from Dan Kirk. Henrich drives, shoots, and scores. Taylor Henrich with the steal and score, and it's 23-7 in timeout for Matt Eichinger and Sutton with 4:54 to go. The Cougars, 23, the Phillies, 7. We're back in 30 seconds.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Since the three-point play in the first quarter by Stephanie Osterhaus of Sutton made the score 10-7 Cougars, ending that first quarter. In the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, the Sandy Creek Cougars on a 13-point run. They have the lead up to 16 here now, 23-7, with 4:54 to go here before halftime. It's Sutton basketball. Mariah Calkins is going to throw it in, and she's going to get pressure in that backcourt on the baseline from Michaela Shaw. Hawkins moving on the baseline, wants to play it in, and she can't before the five-second call. So the good defense there by Sandy Creek forcing the basketball to the Cougars. 12th turnover on Sutton. Back in the game, Stephanie Osterhaus for Atlanta Sherman for Sutton. Sandy Creek inbounds, harms to Shaw. Michaela inside the lane. Will take a 13-footer, bounces around and off, tipped around, and it's going to be a rebounding foul there on Taylor Henrich of Sandy Creek, going to be her first, and the 16 foul, so a non-shooting situation. So Hawkins had the screen out there, and Taylor Henrich with the rebounding foul. Sutton will come the length of the floor. In the backcourt, it's Delaney Lemkow. Delaney bounced past to Maria Van Kirk. Maria needs to get on the board here. She hasn't scored for the Phillies and averages 15 a game. Sutton 4-12 on the year. Sandy Creek 11-1. She drills action so far. Both teams will compete in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament tomorrow. Sandy Creek has a game at Kearney County. There's a turnover by the Phillies. Michaela Shaw will drive, stop, shoot from about 7 feet. Short, no good. Look to get her own rebound. Knocked out of bounds by the Phillies. We'll stay with Sandy Creek. Boy, 13 turnovers on Sutton. Good defense by the Cougars. Wheeler inbounds the ball to Ashley Harms. Harms takes about an 18-footer. Might have been partially deflected. It goes to Alexa Johnson. And the Phillies control down 23-7 with 4:10 to go. This second quarter, Lemkow, front court to Van Kirk. Hawkins on the baseline, but she has no shot. Back out to Lemkow. Maria Van Kirk, man-to-man, Sandy Creek defense. Van Kirk steps back, shoots the three, in and out, no good. Osterhaus, offensive rebound, shot up, no good. But Stephanie's fouled on the play, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Now going to be called there on Ashley Harms, her second for Sandy Creek. And Stephanie Osterhaus, the 5'9" junior, who missed part of the season last year, her sister on that state tournament team, as well as Stephanie. But Stephanie was injured part of that season last year. The first free throw is no good. It's still 23-7. Dylan Woodbury and Montana Henrich in. Ashley Harms with 2 fouls, and Taylor Henrich goes out. So the Harms and Taylor Henrich out. Woodbury and Montana Henrich in for Sandy Creek. Osterhaus will shoot the second of two. Stephanie's free throw is good. 1 out of 2. She has 4 points, and it's 23-8. That breaks the 13-point run by Sandy Creek. They're still up by 15, 23-8, and have the ball in the front court. Montana Henrich to Wheeler, to Lowry, to Wheeler. Tipped away. There's a steal by Calkins. 6th turnover on Sandy Creek in the first half. 3:35 to go, 23-8. Cougars in the lead over the Phillies. Maria Van Kirk still looking for that first bucket of the game. Right side pass to Calkins, inside to Alexa Johnson, tipped away, out of bounds. It's off of Dylan Woodbury of Sandy Creek. Woodbury almost gets the steal. And the Phillies will play it in. Calkins inbounds to Van Kirk, puts up a two-pointer, going to be an air ball, no good. Out of bounds off of Cougar, stays with the Phillies. So Sutton will throw it in once again, this time to the right of their basket, underneath it. On the end line, Calkins goes to Osterhaus, bounce pass right side to Lemkow, Delaney with it. That's pass underneath to Van Kirk, puts up the shot, a travel to the first on Maria Van Kirk. And that's turnover number 14 on the Phillies in the first half. It's 23-8 Cougars. They've outscored the Phillies 8-1 in this quarter, has 3:13 to go. Front court, it's Torrey Wheeler with the Cougars right side to Connor Lowry in the corner to Dylan Woodbury. Dylan to the free throw line to Montana Hendricks with the pass. Off the iron, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Stay off of Philly. It'll stay with the Cougars. Andy Creek to throw it in. Right near us here, right below us on the stage here on one end of the floor here at Sandy Creek High School. And the Cougars inbound the ball. They have it in the front court. Connor Lowry tipped away to steal by Calkins. We get hands there by Mariah and the turnover in Sandy Creek. Front court to Rhea Van Kirk. Inside pass going to be picked off by Montana Hendricks. Another turnover on Sutton. Now a turnover on Sandy Creek. But Sutton takes it into the front court and then goes into the back court. So the turnover there on the Phillies, it'll be Sandy Creek basketball. The team straight turnovers, and it'll be basketball to Sandy Creek with 2:45 to go in period number two, 23-8 in favor of the Cougars. Welcome back to high school basketball. Our apologies for the technical difficulties. There has been no scoring since you've gone away, 23-8, and hopefully we'll have no more of those problems. Everybody kind of stays in their seat when they're seated, and we'll be okay here. Sandy Creek with the lead 23-8. They have the basketball. Sutton has turned the basketball over once again here. Phillies have missed a free throw, and neither team has scored from the field. It's still 23-8 in favor of Sandy Creek, and they have the basketball in the front court. Taylor Hendricks in the corner now to Kelly Boland in there for the first time for the Cougars. Montana Hendricks. Top of the key, Hendricks. She will step up and take a 17-footer off the iron. No good. A battle for Taylor Hendricks. Saves it in the corner to Michaela Shaw, to Hendricks. That's alone for three in the air. Torrey Wheeler, her shot going to be short, no good. Shaw tries to save it. She does. She knocked it off Maria Van Kirk. It'll be basketball two. Sandy Creek, they'll keep it on their end. 1:22 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-8. Down it to Michaela Shaw in the lane. Michaela bounce pass to Taylor Hendricks. Nice feed, Shaw. Basket, Taylor Hendricks. And it's 25-8. 17-point lead once again. There's a steal in the front court. Torrey Wheeler will drive, passes to Montana Hendricks. She will shoot and score. Another turnover on Sutton, and it's now 27-8. And the Phillies in the front court down by a bunch here, and they lose it out of bounds. And Kirk can't handle the pass, lost it out of bounds. 18 turnovers on Sutton. It's 27-8 as the Phillies send in Lake and Mao in the second quarter. Sandy Creek ball, and the Cougars in control here late in the second quarter play. They've never been behind in this one. Basketball, Kelly Boland in the corner. To Torrey Wheeler, back to Boland. Lob inside to Michaela Shaw, double team. Back out, and the shot from three from the baseline is going to be no good by Kelly Boland. The rebound, Mariah Calkins of Sutton to Lemkow, front court. Pass inside to Osterhaus. Shot up, no good, but Stephanie's fouled in the play by Montana Hendricks. Stephanie Osterhaus will go to the line to shoot two for Sutton. It's 27-8 in favor of Sandy Creek. Osterhaus to shoot two here. She has scored four. She shot four free throws with that one made. 27-9, Sandy Creek by 18. Osterhaus now with five. She's the inside threat of the Phillies. Has six free throws. She's gotten to the line. Makes another one there. 27-10, Sandy Creek. And now Stephanie will go out of the game. She has two fouls and 6 points in the contest. 27-10 Cougars with 30 seconds to go in this first half. On court, Torrey Wheeler for Sandy Creek. Right side to Montana Hendricks. The Cougars may pull it out here. They're going to now attack the basket with 20 seconds to go. Wheeler with it in the corner to Kelly Boland. Boland for the Cougars. Back out. Now Michaela Shaw inside. Pass too strong there. For Bethany Von Spreckelson, the 5'8 senior Von Spreckelson in there for the first time. And that one was a turnover on the Cougars, their ninth unofficially in this first half. 12 seconds to go. Phillies try to come the length of the floor, and there's a five-second call once again. The Phillies can't get it in bounds against the defense of Sandy Creek, and the Cougars will throw it in underneath their basket. On the five-second call, Michaela Shaw to play it in. Goes to Wheeler to take the shot from two-point range in the hole. Tori Wheeler with her first bucket, and it's 29-10. Sandy Creek with 1 second to go. They get it to the timeline. A shot going to be well short. That's going to be the end of the first half. Sandy Creek gets the lead early. In fact, it's never trailed. Led 15-7 after one, and the Cougars lead here at halftime. The score, Sandy Creek 29 and Sutton 10. We'll be back to talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back. Once again, our apologies for the technical difficulties here. When somebody knocks you out of the wall, that's what's going to happen, folks. We got to call back and get back on the air. So we're at halftime of the girls' game here tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. They're going to see the Sandy Creek Cougars with a big lead here at halftime in this girls' game. Sandy Creek 29 and Sutton 10 here tonight. The Cougars have never trailed in this basketball game, and they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. The Phillies cut it to 3-2. Sandy Creek then went up 5-2. It was 5-4, and that is as close as Sutton would be, 1 point in that first quarter, 5-4. It was 10-4 before a three-point play by Stephanie Osterhaus of Sutton made it 10-7 Cougars. After one quarter, it was 15-7 in favor of Sandy Creek. So after Osterhaus's three-point play made it 10-7 Cougars, Sandy Creek scored the last five of the first quarter and then scored the first eight of the second quarter. The Cougars on a 13-point run had the lead up to 23-7 and go on to lead here at halftime by the score of 29-10. The Cougars outscore the Phillies 15-7 in the first quarter and 12-3 in the second quarter. It's 27-10 here at halftime. So Sandy Creek, with a decided height advantage and using their pressure defense, forcing some turnovers, the Phillies unofficially with 19 first-half turnovers in this basketball game. The Cougars with only 9. And Sandy Creek leads it here at halftime by the score of 29-10 in our contest in the girls' game, the boys' game to follow here at Sandy Creek High School. 29-10 Cougars for Sandy Creek, as you might expect. The top two scorers leading the way tonight in scoring. Ashley Harms has 10 for Sandy Creek, and Michaela Shaw has 8 in the contest for Sandy Creek. Harms averages 16 a game. She has 10 tonight. Shaw averages 17 a game, and she has 8 here at halftime. A three-point field goal for Connor Lowry. 2 field goals in the second quarter by Taylor Henricks, and a field goal apiece for Montana Henricks and Tori Wheeler for Sandy Creek. The Cougars 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and again unofficially with 9 turnovers. 10 for Ashley Harms and 8 for Michaela Shaw for Sandy Creek in the contest. So 29 first half points for the Sandy Creek Cougars. They outscored the Phillies 15-7 in the first and 17-3 in the second quarter. And lead the game here at halftime by the score of 29-10. 15 first quarter points and makes that 14 second quarter points. The Cougars 15 in the first, 14 in the second for 29 in the contest. The Phillies with 7 in the first, 3 in the second. 6 points for Stephanie Osterhout of Sutton. Now, Stephanie had all 3 points for the Phillies in the second quarter on 3 free throws. She's 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. The Phillies are 4 out of 7 from the line in the game, but Osterhout has 6, the inside threat for the Phillies. 4 points for Mariah Calkins all in the first half a play. So only 2 Phillies have scored. Osterhaus has 6 and Calkins has 4. Leading scorer Maria Van Kirk has not gotten on the scoreboard for the Phillies. She averages 15 a game. The Sandy Creek defense has been very good tonight. Again, 19 Philly turnovers in the first half and 9 on Sandy Creek. And Sandy Creek with the big lead here of 19 at halftime. It's Sandy Creek 29 and Sutton 10. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information for you here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. A full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just too much Sandy Creek Lady Cougars in this first half. 29-10, they lead the Sutton Phillies here at Sandy Creek High School at halftime of the girls' contest. Now, the Sutton girls and boys will, after tonight's game, will be off until next week. They'll be competing in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. That's all next week. And, of course, the Sandy Creek girls and boys will also be competing in that tournament next week. But the Sandy Creek girls and boys have a little matchup tomorrow night over in Kearney against Kearney Catholic. So it's a big two-night thing here for Sandy Creek. They have Sutton tonight. They're good rivals. And, of course, a big game with Sandy Creek, another Class C1 team that they could meet later on this basketball season, too. Sandy Creek at the Kearney Catholic tomorrow night. And those two games can be heard on Classic Hits. That's KKPR-FM. That's 98.9 Classic Hits. Another member of our network of stations, the Platte River Radio. The girls pregame at 5:55 tomorrow. Girls game at 6. The boys at 7:45. Sandy Creek at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night. Here at halftime, Sutton Sandy Creek girls game, it's 29-10 in favor of the Sandy Creek Lady Cougars, and we're about ready to begin this third quarter of play. It'll be Sutton basketball. They'll shoot at the basket on this end of the floor, and they will play it in. Mariah Calkins does to Delaney Lemkow. Lemkow for the Phillies. Maria Van Kirk on the floor. Stephanie Osterhaus on the floor. And Alexa Johnson also on the floor. Baseline, it's Calkins. Bounce pass underneath to Johnson, knocked out of bounds by Connor Lowry. She's out there with Dylan Woodbury, Michaela Shaw, Montana Hendricks, and Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Just underway, third quarter, 29 Sandy Creek, 10 Sutton Phillies basketball. Out to Maria Van Kirk. Maria for the Phillies, lob inside on the pick and roll there at Osterhaus. Back out for three, it's Lemkow's shot. No good, offensive rebound by Alexa Johnson. To Calkins, to Van Kirk. Maria will drive, put up the shot. She's whacked on the play, and Van Kirk to the free throw line to shoot two for the Sutton Phillies. I'll call on Sandy Creek. With 7:35 to go, and Maria Van Kirk still looking for those first points of the night. We'll throw up two here. First one up, and this one's going to be short off the iron, no good. Quickly into the game, Taylor Hendricks, the 5'9 freshman for Ashley Harms. Foul might have been on Ashley. That would have been her third. Why, she's out of there in such short time in this third quarter. Maria Van Kirk, second free throw. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek to Montana Hendricks. Front court to Dylan Woodbury, back to Hendricks. Montana with it, right side to Dylan Woodbury. 18-footer in the air in the hole. Dylan Woodbury's first field goal, and it's 31-10, Cougars. Front court, it's Maria Van Kirk, right side to Mariah Calkins, inside to Osterhaus. Stephanie double-teamed, all alone underneath is Alexa Johnson, and she scores. Well, Alexa Johnson gets the feed from Osterhaus and scores, and it's 31-12, Sandy Creek. Front court, Hendricks, Montana, against this 2-3 Sutton zone. Corners Woodbury, Dylan back out to Hendricks. Inside to Michaela Shaw, turns, gets the ball, turns, and shoots and scores from about 8 feet. 10 points for Michaela Shaw. And it's 33-12, Sandy Creek by 21. Front court, Phillies basketball, Van Kirk with it inside. Osterhaus shot up and good. Stephanie Osterhaus has 8 for the Phillies. They still trail, though, by a bunch here. 33-14, 6:29 to go in the third quarter. Wheeler with the Connor Lowry to Dylan Woodbury for Sandy Creek. Inside to Michaela Shaw. Triple team there. Shaw bounce pass back out to Woodbury, to Hendricks, swinging around to Taylor Hendricks. Taylor top of the key to Montana, an 18-footer by Montana Hendricks. Rolls out of there, no good. Osterhaus with the rebound for Sutton. Gives it up in the backcourt to Delaney Lemkow. Front court pass to Mariah Calkins. Mariah heads for the baseline. Cut off there. Gives up her dribble. Pass is going to be stolen out of there. The pass stolen by Montana Hendricks. She will drive, put up a shot. It goes down, but it won't count. Yes, it will count. It was an offensive foul. Will not count. Offensive foul on Montana Hendricks. That will be her second foul and the 10th turnover on Sandy Creek. So the offensive foul there on Hendricks. Basketball to Sutton with 5:52 to go. Inbounds pass is too strong for Delaney Lemkow, and the Phillies turn it right back over to Sandy Creek. Checking into the game is Lakin Mao, a 5'5" junior for Sutton. So Mao into the basketball game. It's Sandy Creek basketball. Montana Hendricks lobbed inside to Michaela Shaw. She'll shoot and score. A nice lob pass inside there from Montana Hendricks to Michaela Shaw. That's 12 for Michaela, 35-14. Front court, Lemkow. Maria Van Kirk tries to save it. She can, but a foul is going to be called. Maria left the floor. She fell into her own bench over there, but she was assisted in that play into the bench by Taylor Hendricks, and a foul called on Taylor there, and a non-shooting situation. Third foul of the half on Sandy Creek. None so far on Sutton as Philly's inbound, Maria Van Kirk with it. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 35-14. Cougars. Van Kirk will drive all the way, lost control of the ball, out of bounds. And the Phillies, once again, they just can't hang on to the basketball. And turn it over once again. 5:26 to go, third quarter. It's 35-14 in favor of Sandy Creek, and they have the ball. The Cougars lead by 21, kind of on the cruise here tonight in this second and third quarters of play. Swinging around, a shot put up by Connor Lowry is going to be no good for three. Montana Hendricks in the lane, rebound, shot up and good. Montana Hendricks with her fourth point, and it's 37-14, Cougars by 23. Lemkow in the front court for Sutton. Shot put up by Lakin Mao is going to be off there, no good for three. Van Kirk, rebound, shot up, no good. Blocked from behind, but a foul from behind on Sandy Creek. It's on Taylor Hendricks, and that's three on Taylor and Maria Van Kirk. Back to the line. One of the members of the Van Kirk family has played basketball with Sutton through the years. Shot up, and this one's good by Maria. Her first point, 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Checking in for Sandy Creek is Tori Wheeler. And for the first time tonight, Morgan Dixon, the 5'10 sophomore for the Cougars. So Morgan Dixon in there for Sandy Creek and Tori Wheeler. Second free throw by Maria Van Kirk is up, and this one is going to be good. Makes them both her first 2 points. And it's 37-16 in favor of Sandy Creek. The ball is Connor Lowry, right side now to Wheeler. He's in the corner to Morgan Dixon. There's a pass inside to Michaela Shaw. She will drive and score. Michaela Shaw with six this quarter, 14 in the game. And it's 39-16, Sandy Creek. 4:33 to go in period number three. Maria Van Kirk for the Sutton Phillies. Top of the key to Lakin Mao. Great basketball traditions here. Sandy Creek and Sutton. Lake County rivalry. Maria Van Kirk from 15. No good. Rebound to Michaela Shaw. Shaw, long front court pass. Intended for Tori Wheeler. She runs it down in the corner. Pass inside. Tipped away, but Wheeler gets it back. And back out to Montana Hendricks, and the Cougars slow it up here a little bit. Right side to Connor Lowry. Deep in the corner to Dixon. Back out to Montana Hendricks. Deep in the corner to Morgan Dixon. Back out to Tori Wheeler. Inside to Shaw. Tipped away, and there's the steal for the Sutton Phillies. And Kirk drives this way with the basketball. Pass inside to Osterhaus, who's back in. There's a three from the wing. Going to be up and going to be an air ball. No good by Lakin Mao. And the Phillies can't control the baseline rebound. And at least Andy Creek ball. Alexa Johnson goes out. Mariah Calkins back in for Sutton. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Sandy Creek with the lead, 39-16. Again, the Phillies have struggled. 4-12 this year. Again, a very, very young ball club with nine freshmen on the roster. Sandy Creek 11-1. They're only lost to St. Cecilia. From the wing for three, going to be no good. Connor Lowry trying to save it. Montana Hendricks, she does, but it goes to Maria Van Kirk. The Phillies run this way. Van Kirk into the offensive zone. All the way left-handed shot going to be blocked by Michaela Shaw. And Kirk saves it to Lakin Mao. Pass back out to Calkins. Tipped away, stolen by Montana Hendricks. Turnover Sutton. To Michaela Shaw. Stops and pass from 14. Off there, no good. Rebound goes out to Montana Hendricks. Her shot in and out, and the rebound there by Sutton's Mariah Calkins. Calkins, Mariah doing a good job on the boards tonight for Sutton. Right on only being 5'8". Osterhaus double-teamed inside. Back out. The Phillies control the ball from the wing for three. No good. Lakin Mao. Ball goes out of bounds. Sandy Creek basketball. Checking into the game for the Cougars, Riley Morris, a 5'3" freshman. First appearance for Riley Morris. She's on the floor for Sandy Creek. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 39-16 in favor of Sandy Creek. Cougars in control. Morris with the basketball. Now on the top of the key to Wheeler. Getting into the corner to Dixon. Back out to Morris, left wing to Montana Hendricks. To Michaela Shaw, top of the key to Marshall. Take the three from there. Going to be off the iron, no good. Saved by Shaw. Montana Hendricks, her three is going to be out of there, no good. Tipped around on the baseline and a whistle as it Philly hits the floor. Going to be a foul, going to whistle on Sandy Creek. we call that one on Riley Morris, trying to get the rebound for the Cougars. 15 foul on Sandy Creek. No fouls on Sutton yet with 2:18 to go in the third. Basketball to Sandy Creek, and the inbounds pass by the Phillies is going to be stolen by Morris. Morris gets the ball, and she's fouled, and she heads to the hoop for Sandy Creek. So foul on the Sutton Phillies. Mariah Calkins picked up the foul. Non-shooting situation. Montana Hendricks to play it in. That was long to Morris. Right side three in the air by Tori Wheeler's off the iron. No good. Michaela Shaw with the rebound to Morris. Ronnie Morris with the basketball for the Cougars to Montana Hendricks deep in the corner. Morgan Dixon. They swing it back around to the top of the key. Now to the right corner. Back to Dixon. Pass tipped out of bounds there by Mariah Calkins. 1:53 to go in the third. 39-16 Sandy Creek. Ronnie Morris, the sister of Bailey Morris, who's played basketball for Sandy Creek on that state tournament team last year. Did some state basketball with Silver Lake also. Now at Concordia, Bailey Morris. So Riley in the game, the freshman for Sandy Creek. There's a shot underneath, no good by Morgan Dixon. And a foul on the rebound on Sandy Creek. This one called on. Another one on Riley Morris, I think, and that's two quick ones on Riley, so he's going to have to sit down. Hope she will not sit down, but coming in is Connor Lowry. Tori Wheeler will get a break, and Morris does have to go back to the bench for Sandy Creek. Dylan Woodbury, excuse me. Taylor Voorhees checks in for the first time for Sandy Creek. Taylor Voorhees, a 5'3 sophomore. As the Phillies turn the basketball over near the timeline, it goes back to Sandy Creek. Cougars are the big lead here of 23 points with 1:35 to go in the third. They have the basketball in the scoring zone, four into the floor. Kayla Shaw will drive, hit one off the glass. Eight this quarter, 16 in the game for Shaw. Nobody to contain Kayla Shaw inside there for the Phillies tonight. 41-16, Sandy Creek. Maria Van Kirk scoring zone for the Phillies. Gives up her dribble. The defense now by Montana Hendricks. Van Kirk with the basketball will drive. She hits the floor and a holding call on Sandy Creek's Michaela Shaw with 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Michaela Shaw picks up the foul. Non-shooting situation. Nope, it'll be 1-1. It's the 17 foul. Maria Van Kirk to the line for the 1 and bonus of the Cougars over the limit. 1 and bonus for Sutton. They'll shoot free throws the rest of this game. We're going to need a lot of them. They're down 41-16 here. Maria Van Kirk with two free throws this quarter and will miss the front end of the 1-1. And Michaela Shaw with the rebound. Only 6 points this quarter for Sutton. They had only three in the second quarter. 1 minute to go in the third period of play. Sandy Creek ball. There's going to be an errant pass. Going to go into the backcourt. Run down by the Cougars, but they'll turn it over on the backcourt violation. Their 12th turnover. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-16 in favor of Sandy Creek. Checking into the games. Stephanie Van Sprickholson, the 5'8 senior for Sandy Creek, and Michaela Shaw will hit the bench. Maria Van Kirk into the lane, and she traveled with the ball. Turnover Sutton. Number 25, as I have him for in this game. 53 seconds to play. Cougars with the big lead here of 25 points. Front court Connor Lowry as the Cougars will control the basketball deep in the left corner to Morgan Dixon. They swing it around to the right side with the basketball now. With the ball is Taylor Voorhees. Voorhees to Lowry. Swing it to the right side. The shot put up this time is going to be no good. An air ball there by Sandy Creek. They're into the front corner of the Phillies. Bounce pass underneath the Osterhaus. Back out for three from the wing. In the air, off the iron. No good there by Delaney Lemkow. And the Cougars rebound with 15 seconds to go. They have it in the front court. It's Connor Lowry. 41-16. There's a pass tipped out of bounds by Maria Van Kirk. Inbounding the Cougars. Pass inside. Shot put up from close range. It's no good there by Morgan Dixon. The Phillies rebound with 5 seconds to go. They'll have to hurry here to get a shot off. Calkins will stop and pop from 17. It's going to be no good. That's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. And Sandy Creek after three. Cougars 41. Phillies of Sutton, 16. We're back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. After three quarters in our girls' game, it's Sandy Creek 41 and Sutton 16. The Cougars outscored the Phillies 12-6 in that third quarter. Got eight of those 12 points from Michaela Shaw, who has 16 to lead the way. Ashley Harms has 10 for the Cougars, eight for Stephanie Osterhaus of Sutton. Michaela Shaw comes out. The starters will come out for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms, Tori Wheeler, Dylan Woodbury, and Montana Henrick. Sandy Creek ball just underway, fourth quarter. Inside to Harms. Her pass is going to be stolen by Maria Van Kirk on the pass there. Sandy Creek turnover there, 13th. Maria Van Kirk, Stephanie Osterhaus, Mariah Calkins, Delaney Lemkow, and Lakin Mao for Sutton starting this fourth quarter. The Cougars in control, and we'll see how this fourth quarter plays out. And there's a pass deflected there. Phillies turn it over to Montana Henrick of the Cougars. Cougars front court at Henrick's. Fourth quarter underway here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Sutton and Sandy Creek basketball, the boys' game 20 minutes after this one. Sandy Creek's going to get its 12th win of the year here. The Cougars have been in control pretty much all the way. Sutton was in one a couple of times in the first quarter, and a timeout now by Sandy Creek's Russ Neimar. So we'll take one with 7:06 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sandy Creek 41, Sutton 16. We're back in 30 seconds.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. The score 41-16 in favor of the Lady Cougars over the Phillies of Sutton here tonight. Sandy Creek has never trailed in the game. Had a 13-point run ending the first quarter, beginning the second, that kind of blew this one open for the Cougars, and they have cruised along here. The Phillies have turned the ball over 26 times in the contest, and Sandy Creek has just had too much for the Phillies here tonight. And the Cougars with the basketball. Michaela Shaw's pass going too strong for Dylan Woodbury there, and the turnover on Sandy Creek. The basketball back to the Sutton Phillies. Maria Van Kirk to play it in the backcourt. Sandy Creek with a little, still with a little backcourt pressure. They continue to work on things. There's the pass too strong, picked up by Michaela Shaw. Front court pass now to Tori Wheeler to Montana Henrick, and the turnover on Sutton. So Henrick's with the basketball, cross-court pass now to Wheeler. Back to Montana Henrick, pass the baseline to Shaw, inside to Harms, turns, shoots, and rolls off there, no good. Rebounding the ball, Van Kirk for Sutton. Maria with it into the scoring zone with 6.5 minutes to play. Van Kirk swings the pass right side to Mariah Calkins. Right to the baseline, drives all the way underneath, puts up a shot on the run, rolls off there, no good. Tipped around, still loose. Grab, shot put up there by Sutton. Is no good by Lemkow. And now the rebound goes to Sandy Creek. Tori Wheeler now to Montana Henrick. Cougars control with 6:10 to go in fourth quarter. The pass to Henricks on the left wing. Inside to Harms, to Shaw. Montana Henricks for three from the wing is no good. It bounces out of bounds. It's a basketball to Sutton. Into the game for Sandy Creek, Connor Lowry, the 5'5" sophomore who started this game, going out, and Tori Wheeler. 5:57 to play. Sandy Creek will be 12-1 on the year after this, heading to Kearney Catholic tomorrow. That'll be a big Class C1 matchup tomorrow night. And driving with the basketball is Delaney Lemkow, and she's fouled on the play by the Cougars. the Cougars. Connor Lowry picks up the foul. And a one and bonus coming up here for the freshman, Delaney Lemkow. Sutton's 0 for 2 from the line and misses the free throw, so does not earn the bonus. It's still 41-16, Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks into the front court. For the Cougars, Woodbury in the corner, Dillon with it. Pass to the top of the key to Hendricks. Montana with the basketball. The Phillies have been in a 2-3 zone most of the way. Trying to guard that inside a little bit against Harms and Shaw, but they are so tough inside. There's Michaela Shaw driving on the baseline and scoring. 18 for Michaela Shaw. She's a little bit over her average. Harms has 10. She had 8 of those in the first quarter. Harms averages 16. Heading to the hoop is Lemkow, and she's fouled on the play. Another foul on Connor Lowry, and that's at least 4 on Connor. She's going to have to sit down. It's not going to be a deciding factor in this ball game. She does go out with 4 fouls, and Tori Wheeler comes in. And Delaney Lemkow back to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Sutton. Free throw up. This one's good. She earns the bonus. First point for Delaney, 43-17, Sandy Creek. And a big 13-point run was the instigator of this big lead for Sandy Creek at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second. 43-18 on the 2 free throws made. Montana Hendricks from 18 for Sandy Creek, no good. Lemkow with the rebound for Sutton. So the Phillies head this way. They get it across the timeline. Maria Van Kirk. Maria, no field goals in this game, 2 free throws. Averages 15 on the year, so the good defense by the Cougars. They've had it all evening long. Heading for the hoop and losing control of the ball. Stephanie Osterhaus. Stephanie's worked for 8 inside, been at the free throw line, just couldn't control the basketball there. 28 turnovers on Sutton. 4:50 clock runs, fourth quarter. And Montana Hendricks front court to Shaw, lobs it underneath the Ashley Harms, double team, puts up the shot, rolls off there, no good. Calkins with the rebound for Sutton to Van Kirk. Maria slows it up a little bit across the timeline into this scoring zone, gives up her dribble pass side to Osterhaus, tipped away by Harms, grabbed by Wheeler. Tori Wheeler into the front court, pass too strong there for Ashley Harms. So the Cougars return the favor by turning it back to the Sutton Phillies. 4:25 to go in the ballgame. 43-18, Sutton. It was 29-10 at halftime. So it's been kind of a slow second half of both teams. The Cougars have protected that lead and increased it in the second half. And Kirk is fouled on the play by Montana Hendricks. Too close on the defense there by Montana, and Maria Van Kirk will go to the line. That's the 10th team foul on Sandy Creek, so it'll be a two-shot situation here for Maria Van Kirk. She has 2 points on the evening. Phillies have been to the free throw line 15 times. This will be number 16 and 17 in the game. Maria Van Kirk's free throw just rolls front of the rim, back of the rim, rolls off the front again. No good. They have made 8 free throws. 8 out of 16. 8 of their points at the free throw line. So not many field goals for Sutton in this game. That's only 5 field goals for Sutton in the game. Only 5 field goals in the game. Second free throw good by Maria Van Kirk. 43-19. Montana Hendricks into the offensive zone for Sandy Creek. Dylan Woodbury at baseline, 12-footer, no good. Offensive rebound and hoop there for Makeda Shaw. Offensive board and basket, 20 for Shaw. 45-19 Cougars. 20 for Makeda Shaw in this game. Inside shot put up by Maria Calkins, no good. Rebound by Dylan Woodbury. Knocked away from her, but grabbed by Tori Wheeler. Knocked away again by Maria Calkins. It'll be basketball to Sandy Creek. 3:41 to go in period number 4. We won't have too many more timeouts in this one. This one is going to go into the win column for Sandy Creek. The Phillies are going to drop this basketball game and get ready for the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament next week. Montana Hendricks drives towards the hoop, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good by Ashley Harms. That's 12 for Harms. 47-19. And a timeout call by Matt Eichinger of Sutton, the first-year head coach, calls a timeout. 3:18 to go, and we'll take a timeout with the score. Sandy Creek 47, Sutton 19. Back in 30 seconds.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze,
94.5. Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. The latter stages of this girls' game, and Sandy Creek with the big lead here, 47-19 in the contest. Folks in the game for Sandy Creek, they brought in Kelly Boland, the 5'4 sophomore, played in the first half. Morgan Dixon, a 5'10 sophomore. Ashley Harms still on the floor. Dylan Woodbury still out there. And also Tori Wheeler. Looks like Michaela Shaw might have seen her last in this game. She has 20 points. And there's a shot by Mariah Calkins is up and good from about 16 feet. That's six for Mariah. And it's 47-21, Sandy Creek by 26. On court, Ashley Harms for the Cougars. 2:55 clock runs. Fourth and final quarter of this basketball game. Kelly Boland now to Wheeler to Boland. He's in the right corner to Dylan Woodbury. Dylan with the ball. Top of the key now to Harms. Bounce pass to Wheeler. Cougars going to run a little clock here the way it looks to Boland. There's a three-pointer from the wing. Going to be no good by Harms. Rebound offensive. But no good by Kelly Boland. Gets another rebound and scores. So Kelly Boland with two offensive rebounds and makes the field goal. 49-21. Cougars average 54 in the year, and they're getting close to that. Sutton averages 40 points a game, but Cougars have been under 40 the last five games this season and had much offense. Good defense by Sandy Creek, but the Cougars have played a real good defense, and Sutton just not able to score a whole lot here tonight. Krista Johnson, 5'6", freshman in her first appearance for Sandy Creek. Everybody getting a chance to play here this evening, of course, in this Sandy Creek game with Sutton tonight, and it's going to be a Sandy Creek victory and 2 minutes to play in the game. Sutton has the basketball. Delaney Lemkow with it. Man-to-man defense now by the Cougars. Mariah Hawkins with it. On the wing, Maria Van Kirk for three. In and out again. Maria's had a tough night shooting the ball. He has no field goals in this game. Three free throws. So defense has been there for the Cougars. Trapped in the corner and a whistle. Timeout Russ Neymar as Tori Wheeler was trapped in the corner here, and she got a timeout from her coach so the Cougars did not lose possession. And that's a why call a timeout there. You got a big lead, save the possession. But these are things that are going to come up in the rest of this basketball season. You still have to play out the 32 minutes because you're going to be in situations where you're going to face that in tighter ball games. You got to do a timeout call and not lose possession in the backcourt. So, team still working on things here with 1:42 to go in the basketball game. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Sandy Creek, again, has never trailed in the basketball game. The Cougars jumped out to a 3-0 lead. It was 5-4, 3-2, and 5-4 in that first quarter before the Cougars led 15-7 after one. And at the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second, 13 points in a row by Sandy Creek. They have the lead up to 23-7. And it's been all downhill for the Cougars. They had 29-10 at halftime, 41-16 after three, and lead it here 49-21. They slowly increased that lead throughout the evening. And the inbound, the ball in the backcourt, and Tori Wheeler gets to the timeline. The ball stolen there by Van Kirk. She will drive, shoot, rolls off there, no good. And the rebound to Ashley Harms. Harms out to Tori Wheeler, and foul in the backcourt on Mariah Calkins of Sutton. It's only two team fouls on Sutton in this half, so they got fouls to give here. Cougars won't be shooting any free throws. It's Bethany Von Spreckles in the 5'8 senior in there for Sandy Creek. Cougars basketball, and Von Spreckles is going to inbound in the backcourt. Does try to Tori Wheeler, knocked out of bounds there by Lake and Mao of Sutton. Basketball two. The Cougars, they'll try to play it in once again. Morgan Dixon does in the backcourt to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler across the timeline, front court pass now to Kelly Boland. Back to Wheeler with 1:20 to go. We'll play it out here at Sandy Creek High School. On the left wing is Boland. One of the few times these two teams meeting in the last who knows how long has been this much of a margin of victory. 28 points. These two teams have battled and battled through the years. There's a turnover on Sandy Creek, a palming violation on the Cougars. Unofficially 16 turnovers on the Sandy Creek Cougars, but they played pretty well. Good defense, great inside play. The offense working tonight, too. There's a steal by Kelly Bolin. Turnover sudden. Bolin will drive. She's fouled as she heads for the hoop by Delaney Lemkow. That's unofficially 30 turnovers on Sutton tonight. Non-shooting situation, only the 13th foul this half. 57 seconds to go, inbound, all alone, shooting and missing the shot. There's Krista Johnson for Sandy Creek. They try to save it on the baseline, but they can't. It'll be Phillies basketball, 52 seconds to play. So 20 for Michaela Shaw tonight. And Sutton basketball front court, Maria Van Kirk, 17-footer up and good. Maria Van Kirk gets her first field goal of the ball game. Under a minute to go in this fourth quarter, she has 5 on the evening. She averages 15. A tough shooting night for Maria. And in the backcourt, Tori Wheeler, the defense too tight there, and a foul is going to be called on Sutton. Again, a non-shooting situation. Foul called on Lake and Mao. The Phillies trying to get to over the limit on fouls. Can't do that with 30 seconds to go. Still only 14 fouls on Sutton. 49-23, Sandy Creek. Inbounding into the front court now is Taylor Voorhees for Sandy Creek. Tipped away from her and out of bounds. It'll be Sandy Creek ball. The 20 for Michaela Shaw, 12 for Ashley Harms in the game. They lead the way for the Cougars here tonight. We'll play the final 25 seconds, and there's a travel call in Sandy Creek. Cougars will turn it over. It'll be basketball to Sutton. Phillies basketball inbounded in the front court now. It's Lady Lemkow. Shot the ball to Osterhaus. Van Kirk for 3 from the wing. Going to be an air ball, no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be basketball to Sandy Creek. 15 seconds to play, 49-23. The Cougars will play it in against backcourt pressure. They do to Kelly Bolin. Cross that timeline with 12. Double team there. Now to Morgan Dixon underneath. Shot put up, going to roll down and good for Bethany Von Spreckelson, the senior. Gets the field goal for Sandy Creek, and that's going to be it. 51-23 is the final score, and Sandy Creek ahead all the way. And the Cougars win their 12th game of the year over the Sutton Phillies. Too much Cougars tonight, offensively and defensively. Sandy Creek leads from start to finish and wins at the final score. Sandy Creek 51, Sutton 23. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Engels Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Engels Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Farmland Premium Boneless Center Cut Pork Chops, 10 for $10, Our Family Cheese, Chunks or Shredded, $1.99, and Our Family Variety Beans, 3 for $2. Engels Market, open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. A full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. You are listening to high school basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. We have completed the girls' basketball game, and it was pretty much all Sandy Creek. The Cougars beat the Phillies of Sutton tonight 51-23. Sandy Creek never trailed in the basketball game, got 20 points from Michaela Shaw, 12 points for Ashley Harms, forced a number of turnovers and unforced errors also for the Phillies. I had them unofficially with 30 turnovers in the game, 17 for Sandy Creek. But the height, the experience, and the overall, there's more talent on the floor tonight for the Sandy Creek Cougars as they defeat the Sutton Phillies, this young Sutton Philly team with nine freshmen on this roster, only one senior, and that senior out with an ACL injury for Sutton. And so Sandy Creek gains control early, got off to a 3-0 lead. It was 3-2 and 5-4. That would be as close as Sutton would get. They'll by 1 point behind a couple of times. The Cougars led at 10-4 before a 3-point play by Stephanie Osterhaus of Sutton made it 10-7. But at that point, it was 10-7. From there till the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second, the Cougars ran up 13 unanswered points. That 13-point run made it 23-7 Cougars in the second quarter, and they did not have to look too much in their rearview mirror. They led 29-10 at halftime, stretched to 41-16 after three, and the Cougars won it by the score of 51-23. They go to 12-1 on the season with the victory. Sutton Phillies dropped to 4-13 with this loss. And Sandy Creek will be playing at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night in a big Class C1 matchup, girls-boys doubleheader. You can hear those games on Classic Hits at KKPR 98.9, KKPR FM tomorrow night beginning at 5:55, Sandy Creek at Kearney Catholic. The Sutton girls and boys are off until next week. They'll be competing in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, as will the Sandy Creek teams in that conference tournament. So the Sutton basketball team's off until next week, the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, which will be played all of next week. The scoring tonight for Sandy Creek, 20 points from Michaela Shaw, 8 in the first half, another 12 in the second, 10 field goals for Shaw. She works very well inside, just no one inside for Sutton that could stop Michaela. The double team, sometimes a triple team, still able to work herself free, shot the ball well. Michaela Shaw, 20 points tonight for Sandy Creek. 12 points for Ashley Harms, and she had 8 of those in the first quarter of play. 4 points for Montana Henrich, 4 for Taylor Henrich, 3 points for Connor Lowry, 2 points for Dylan Woodbury, 2 for Tori Wheeler, 2 for Kelly Boland, 2 for Bethany Von Spreckelson. For the Cougars, they were only 1 out of 2 from the line, only 2 free throws shot by Sandy Creek. They make one of those. Didn't need the free throws tonight. They have 29 first-half points, 22 in the second, 51 for the game, 20 for Michaela Shaw, 12 for Ashley Harms in the contest. For the Sutton Phillies, they get 8 points from Stephanie Osterhaus. Stephanie tried to do what she could inside tonight, but the length and the height of Sandy Creek just too much in there. Osterhaus did score 8. She had 4 free throws and a couple of field goals. 8 points, 6 for Mariah Calkins, 5 for Maria Van Kirk. Maria with 1 field goal, 3 free throws. She averages 15, held to only 5 here tonight by Sandy Creek's defense. Delaney Lemkow had 2. Alexa Johnson had 2. The Phillies did shoot 17 free throws. They were 9 out of 17 from the free throw line again, but turned it over 30 times in the contest. 10 first half points, 13 in the second for the Phillies, 23 in the game, and they drop it to Sandy Creek, 51-23. So Sandy Creek gets the girls' contest. The boys' game will be following in just a few minutes. We want to pass along another score to you here tonight in the semifinals of the girls' portion of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The final score, Columbus SCOTUS has defeated Hastings St. Lucia. SCOTUS 31, St. Lucia 18. So it looks like that SCOTUS defense, which is so tough, really putting the clamps on St. Lucia tonight. The final score, Columbus SCOTUS 31, St. Lucia 18. So St. Lucia's Centennial Conference Tournament run is over for this year, the defending champions. They will not be playing in the championship game on Saturday. The St. Lucia boys will be taking on Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 7:45 on 1230 KHS Radio in the boys' semifinals. So the boys of St. Lucia, they hope now to be in the championship game on Saturday. And if St. Lucia boys are in that championship game, we'll have it for you on the radio this coming Saturday, scheduled for right here on the Brink. The St. Lucia girls lose 31-18 to Columbus SCOTUS in their semifinal matchup tonight. Here in the first of our two here on the Breeze tonight, Sandy Creek girls defeat the Sutton Phillies by the final score of 51-23. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here and head back to the studios of KLIQ FM 94.5 and say what, let's take about 9 minutes here back to the station. We'll rejoin you about 12 minutes past 8 o'clock or so, and we'll be back with the boys' game to follow. Again, the girls' final, Sandy Creek 51 and Sutton 23. We'll be rejoining you in about 9 minutes here at Sandy Creek High School.